Hi, everyone. My name is Carly Wojcik. I am the marketing manager for DC Norris North America, and I am joined today by DC Norris North America President Dick Smith.
Good morning.
And Vice President Matt Klein.
Good morning.
Thank you both for your time today. So we are talking about reliability as a food processing equipment partner, and that most recent article brought up a couple of points that I think people might benefit from hearing from you. The first thing I wanted to address was, if you are a business who is scaling or starting a new product line, and maybe you don't know precisely what type of equipment you need, so I'm not necessarily coming to you with a specific request, what should I have prepared in advance of reaching out to you so that you are able to gather all of the information you need accurately for me to put together an appropriate proposal?
It's fairly easy, because the thing we need to understand is what your process is, what you're looking to achieve, what sort of throughput you're looking for on a daily basis, annual basis, however you want to share that information. But for us, it's understanding what you want to get out of the equipment. There's things we need to know: utilities. Do you have steam? Do you have gas? Do you have electric? What are the basics? But a lot of those just come out in conversation. Certainly knowing what your business is important to us.
Do I need to have a finalized recipe? If I'm coming to you for help scaling or maybe starting an entirely new line, do I need to have my recipe finalized before I reach out?
No, as long as you've got a good understanding of what the recipe is. If you tell us that it's soup, there's many versions of soup, we'll follow a very similar basic recipe. We don't need to understand to the finite ingredient what you're adding. We might want to understand how you intend to add the ingredients. Are you looking to add it in bulk? If you're doing it in small batches, there's certain questions we need to understand. A lot of that comes out in the discussion. And what you need to produce, that's a good lead in.
Okay.
At the same time, Dick, you mentioned how much you want to produce. There's how much you want to produce now, but also how much do you want to produce 3 years from now and potentially 5 years from now? Because that's going to help us size it. As you indicated, knowing the process can definitely dictate the equipment, because one client may have their recipe pinned down and it is their proprietary way of making it. So knowing the details of how it's produced can help us either tune the equipment to meet that need, or we may have something already developed that will meet it as well. So it's really the product, the process, and then how much do you want to get out of it?
Ambition is what your ultimate goals are. Yeah. Because we don't, Matt, you're exactly right. You know, we're not looking at solving solution today just to meet today's needs. It's, you know, we have to plan for the future, and we tend to build that in as part of our planning process. Yeah, good point.
And would you say, just ballpark it, people come to you and they don't know exactly what they need or are requesting as far as particular equipment? Or do they usually come through with a very specific request?
I think most people approach DC Norris, they tend to know what they want.
Okay.
Where we might add value to that is we can say, okay, you're looking for a kettle in particular, but look at all the options we can provide to enhance that process, speed it up, or minimize cleaning. That's when we come in, we listen and hear what your process is, and we add to it where we can. On a percentage basis, I would say 90% of what they're asking for once they approach us. Others may not, and that's where in discussion we can guide them from there.
Great. And what's the process? Let's say we have an initial discovery call. I answer the questions you ask of me, provide the information you're after. Then what's the process?
I think, provided we've got all the information that we need, we can then normally within a few days get a formal quotation out. Even during a call, we might be able to give an indication of a budget, because sometimes the budget leads the next phase. And so if we give an indication of that, certainly within a couple of days, we can have a quotation out. Depends on the complexity of the inquiry. Even something quite complex, certainly within a week to 2 weeks, we can have a formal quotation out to you.
That seems fast.
we don't want to leave it too long. We want to help strike while the iron's hot, react as best and as quickly as we can to every call, certainly.
Do you ever have to go on site ahead of a quote?
Depends on the complexity. We're finding less so nowadays. Years ago, it was always, yes, the first call was the initial call, and then we'd go out and discuss it in depth with the clients, have a look at their site. I think where we normally get involved in site is if we know there's going to be complications, but also if we think if the project's going to move ahead, we've got the green light, the budget's approved, we're at the next stage. Next stage normally involves a site visit, and we would be looking to walk the site, make sure we can get the equipment in. Ask a few simple questions of physically, will it fit? But that's normally when we'll get involved in site, unless we're requested. And if we're requested to go and have a look at site with a client, more than happy to jump on a plane and do that too.
You see, Norris North America is a bit unique in that you are offering an equipment portfolio that includes equipment manufactured by DC Norris, but also equipment manufactured by other brands like BCH. Can you talk a little bit more about that? I'm curious about why you offer equipment from other brands, how you choose the equipment that exists in the portfolio, things like that.
The application really leads to what equipment is specified, because there may be certain site constraints that lead to preferring one solution over another. At the same time, different brands excel in different areas, and our ultimate goal is to provide a full-fledged solution to the client that is exactly what they want. A lot of equipment suppliers just supply a piece of equipment. This is where we're able to take our industry knowledge and put it together to really be impactful for our clients. From upfront with those initial conversations and applying the experience, we can put together a line in our heads that it may have four or five different brands in it that meets what their end goal is, where if we just stuck with one brand, we would only fulfill a segment of it. And then the customer is left searching for a solution to try to fill the gap, and it may not be the most efficient way to go.
Any stories of where you needed to be above and beyond reliable?
I think reliability is proven by our repeat business. Uh-huh. I mean, we're back. We like to think we're doing it right. I'm sure our clients believe that we're doing it right because they trust us to go back and do it again. We have a number of different customers that we've been working with for 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
They continue to invest in us. Major blue chip companies as well that continually reinvest, not every year, but if they're going to expand out, they come back. And normally we're the first port of call, which is a good thing for us.
Yeah. The reason they come back is because it doesn't matter what piece of equipment you have, you're going to face an issue at some point, whether a preventative maintenance step was missed or just happenstance. It's going to happen. And it's how you react to that and how you can support your clients, whether it be remotely or with next day parts service, every step of the way.
I think as well, Carly, the other thing that we offer, we have trial kitchens, test kitchens in the UK, at BCH and at DC Norris. So not only can we tell the client that we can do it, we can actually prove it as well. That gives them confidence from those test kitchens and trial formulations to then scale up in their full-blown kitchen, makes life a lot easier too.
And I think both of you said it all, in that something's going to go wrong. Inevitably, there will be a bobble. Something will happen. You guys have built the business such that you're available at every step to offer insight, support, spare parts. You really have built the business in the portfolio to make sure that you can serve clients throughout their entire life cycle, rather than just providing a piece of equipment.
Yeah, we're not a distributor, we're a partner.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you guys for your time this morning, and we'll talk about whatever comes next very soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Carly.
Thanks, Carly.